I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Time to go on the money with Chris DeSimio and his guests this morning, Jim and Gretchen Hurt from Better Investing.
A whipsaw week on Wall Street. The stock market setting new records on Tuesday as the Case-Shiller Home Price Index rose, durable goods sales also stronger. And then on Wednesday, continued concerns over Cypriot banks spreading to some of the contagion, perhaps spreading to Italy and beyond, and a drop in consumer confidence forced the market to cough up all of Tuesday's gains. Of course, the markets closed yesterday for Good Friday. So it's really hard to figure out sometimes if, as an investor with the Dow at a record, is this some kind of picnic grove that we're in, or is there a bubble brewing? And how can you, as an investor, determine just whether you're on firm ground or about to step in quicksand? Well, there are plenty of resources available, many of which are free. And among the most time-tested resources, an organization formerly known as the National Association of Investors Corporation, the NAIC, which was a sponsor organization for investment clubs around the country, now known as Better Investing. And in about 2 weeks, the Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana Tri-State Chapter, the OKI Tri-State Chapter of Better Investing, will be holding an event north of town. There'll be a link to this event on Saturday, April 13th. There'll be a link to information on the WVXU.org website, but it's an event designed to help give you some good information, good solid grounding in exactly how to make sure that you are not stepping into financial quicksand. The event will feature Mark Robertson, who's the managing partner at Manifest Investing. It'll also feature the sponsoring companies, Meridian Bioscience, and they will be there. And also joining us today are two of the presenters, Gretchen Hurt, who is the chair of Better Investing Volunteer Advisory Board, and her husband, Jim Hurt, PhD, who was the class presenter at the Better Investing National Conference. And Jim and Gretchen, thanks for taking part of your weekend to be with us to explain what's happening in a couple weeks.
Delighted to do it, Chris. We're just glad to always come back and be with our friends in Cincinnati. And we're going to have a great time at this event in 2 weeks.
Investing clubs had always been considered a good thing for people who, at all levels of investing, people who had no idea what was going on and wanted to learn, or people who were a little more sophisticated and very sophisticated. It's been said that investing clubs help overcome one of the main obstacles to investing, as the people who study behavioral finance are quick to point out, namely that sense that you're out there all by yourself, and somehow being in a group of like-minded folks is a healthy thing. How has the investing club community done in the wake of the financial difficulties we've had over the last few years?
Well, after the bubble, just like everything else, when investors were fleeing the market, investment clubs weren't faring too well for a while. They were in decline.
However, investors
were leaving the market. People weren't interested in getting in the market. However, since I am on the national board and I travel around the country meeting with different chapters, I have noticed individual investors starting to get their toe in the water again, and starting to think about it. We're beginning to see some signs of new investment clubs being formed, even new chapters being formed in Better Investing. So I'm an optimistic person, and I am hopeful. And Jim, I'll let you say a few words about how you felt about the market and what you've seen last 10 years.
Sure,
Jim. The clubs I'm aware of, the clubs I'm in, and the clubs I visit, When the crash occurred, they all lost money, or paper lost. Their assets went down, but they didn't go down as much as the general market. So, investment clubs, you tend to do better than the market.
Okay. Is part of that due to the resources that are available online? I mean, the stock selection guide has been probably a favorite tool in the kits of investment clubs for as long as the organization's been around, and that goes back to 1951. Is it that basic fundamental approach that seems to be helping people?
Part of it is that, and the other part is that we try to tell people to take a long-term outlook and you know, don't sweat the day-to-day swings in the market very much. So you know, they tended to when the crash happened, they tended to sit on their investments, and when their investments recovered, their portfolio recovered.
Sure, you know, I'm looking here at a printout of one of your online guides, which I just kind of was playing around this morning before we got on the air. And for again, at your website, and there will be a link to the Better Investing website from the WVXU.org website, there is the entire suite of fundamental research that's available, and you offer this stock selection guide, which measures historical sales, historical earnings per share, stock price review, forecast earnings. You can evaluate management. You can assess risk. You can do all those things. But you can't just pick any stock. I think your organization, Better Investing, allows casual visitors to the website to pick from about 20 to 25 large companies to get a feel for it.
What this is designed for is for people who are not familiar with us and with our tools. It gives them a chance to come in and kick the tires. And we do have about 20 stocks that they can play around with and try it out. And those stocks change over time, and we find that that is the best way, sort of letting people test drive our stock selection guide. That's the best way to introduce people to the concept, because...
And also, when you become a member of Better Investing, you can pay a little extra and have full, unfettered study any company you want with these tools.
And does someone need to be a member of an investment club to join Better Investing, or can you, if you don't live in an area or can't get to an investment club, is this something you can just join on your own?
Oh, definitely. Individual investors are more than welcome. We find a lot of times individual investors will join, and in a few years, then they will start looking around to either join a club or start a club on their own.
Okay.
And, of course, that's the best way, is that, as you said earlier, that club experience is really terrific. It helped us. It helped us, Jim and I, when we got started. Frankly, we didn't, either of us, know anything about investing or the market. We were total novices when we began. And it helped us learn, and the investment club helped us stay confident in our own selections and stay in the market when the crash came.
Right, and now you travel the country helping people set up investment clubs and spreading the news about the information that's available at meetings such as the one coming up in a couple weeks. What is tell us what's on tap here in Cincinnati on April 13th.
Okay, well, this time around, we're going to focus on portfolio management because, of course, that's the second step. First step is to find some good companies to invest in, but then once you have a portfolio of stocks, you have to learn how to manage it, how to pull out the stocks and get rid of them, the stocks that aren't performing like they should, and how to figure out which of your stocks would be the best ones to invest more money in. And that's what Jim and I are going to be focusing on when we teach, is how to find the dogs in your portfolio, get rid of them, and then how to look at the stocks that you have that are performing well and pick the ones that are going to do best for the next couple of years and put more money in those stocks.
Will there be, Jim and Gretchen, other companies beside Meridian Bioscience there? There have been in the past.
This time, I believe, just Meridian. It's going to be heavily focused on education, and Meridian is, of course, a great local company, and they are going to be there. They are very supportive of the OKI chapter, and they're going to be there to talk about their company and how it fits in with this fundamental investing philosophy.
Now, this gets started early, about 8:30 in the morning, and goes till about 1 o'clock. And again, there'll be a link to the OKI Tri-State Chapter website from the WVXU.org website. In the last 20 seconds or so, then, any final thoughts on people as they make it through this weekend and face next week?
If are already in the market. Don't panic at any point, you know. Just when the market is going up, continue to invest on a regular basis. And if the market, if something in Europe triggers a downturn and you see other people selling off, don't panic. If you've got good companies, hold on to them. Right.
Sure. So do your homework and stay with it. And Jim and Gretchen Hurt from the Better Investing, I want to thank you so much for being with us this weekend.
Okay. Well, thank you for having us, Chris.
Okay. And for Cincinnati Edition, I'm Chris DeSimio on The Money.